You're listening to SBS News.
Betty White's career spanned more than eight decades and included Emmy-winning roles on television sitcoms, including The Golden Girls and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Just weeks away from her 99th birthday when she died, Miss White was an anomaly in the youth-driven entertainment industry, where an actress aged over 40 faces diminishing career prospects. She was a huge star in her 60s and a pop culture phenomenon in both her 80s and 90s. Television critic for National Public Radio in the US, Eric Deegans, says her career began at the start of television.
We've had performers grow older and kind of fall out of the public eye and not perform anymore. I was thinking of maybe somebody like Sean Connery. But Betty seemed to always be kind of active, even as she got older, and just someone, we don't have many performers that connect us to the very beginning of television. And I think that's part of why she was so special. Not only was she, did she seem to be a great person, and she did such a great job in every role that she was in, she spanned sort of the life of television. Her career spanned from the very beginning of television all the way until right now.
Miss White was born on the 17th of January 1922 in Oak Park, Illinois, and her family moved to Los Angeles during the Great Depression. She started her entertainment career in radio in the late 1930s, and by 1939 had made her TV debut singing on an experimental channel in LA. Miss White was a pioneering woman in television, co-founding a production company. She reached a new level of success on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, winning Best Supporting Actress Emmys for the role of Sue Ann Nivens in 1975 and 1976. She won another Emmy in 1986 for The Golden Girls, a sitcom about four older women living together in Miami that featured an age demographic rarely highlighted on US television. Miss White told one interviewer her longevity was a result of good health, good fortune, good writing, and loving her work.
Between Sue Ann Nivens, was such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity on Mary Tyler Moore to be the neighborhood nymphomaniac, and then on Golden Girls for Rose Nyland, you can't ask for anything better than that. Been so lucky with the writing. Oh, the writing, that it's too good to be true.
United States President Joe Biden and Hollywood celebrities such as Ryan Reynolds, Reese Witherspoon and Diane Kruger have posted tributes on social media to the television icon. President Biden says Betty White brought a smile to the lips of generations of Americans, while actor Ryan Reynolds tweeted that Miss White managed to grow very old and somehow not old enough. She was not afraid to mock herself and poke fun at her sex life, delivering jokes that one would not expect from a sweet-smiling, white-haired elderly woman. People left flowers and a copy of her book at her Hollywood Walk of Fame. This fan says she's a big loss to the world.
I grew up watching Betty White, many shows, especially The Golden Girls. Watch it with my grandmother. She's always been that grandmother that everybody wished they had. So she's going to be dearly missed.
She stated in a 2015 interview with Oprah Winfrey at age 94 that she could only dream of not just still being healthy at that age, but also having interesting work to do, which she described as a privilege. Miss White was an animal advocate for much of her life, volunteering with animal welfare organisations. Married three times, Miss White said her third husband, Alan Ludden, who died in 1981, was the love of her life. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.